Hey guys, so welcome back to our segment of the Scent Life Out of the Tower, where we attempt to take what we teach in our classrooms from the classroom and bring it out into the practical everyday life of what it takes to live life on mission as you step onto the street. And as we do each time, we welcome Dr. George Robinson into our Scent Life studios to just bring us another practical handle. George, welcome.
Glad to be here, Dr. Hilton.
Glad you're here, man. I so appreciate you coming in. What's our practical handle this week as we step out of the tower?
So we're going to talk about how to give an evangelistic invitation.
Sweet. Let's hear it.
And when I say that, I don't mean what you're probably thinking.
Like Billy Graham. If you're in the balcony, come. We'll wait for you.
That's not what I'm referring to here. You know, so oftentimes when it comes to Christians in churches, the easier thing to do is to invite someone to attend a church service. And so when we think about the average believer doing evangelism, for them, an invitation to church is equivalent to doing personal evangelism. But the reality is, Barna studies show that that roughly 70% of the people who live in the United States today fall into this category called uninvitables. They're people who, it doesn't matter who invites them to a religious service, they're not going to go. And so the interesting thing about that stat is that roughly 60 to 70% of those uninvitables are more than willing to actually have a conversation about Jesus and what he taught.
Is that right?
Even to open up the scriptures. And so the thing that I want to encourage the listeners to do this week is not to avoid inviting people to your church, but if you're starting a conversation with church, church tends to be the thing that causes people the most angst and the most resistance. You know, a lot of people have had bad experiences with church, and so they're de-churched or unchurched or whatever. Instead of starting the conversation with an invitation to church, let's do what the scripture says, and let's invite people to come and to learn about Jesus. And so when I talk about an invitation, I'm saying that if you're going to do evangelism, it's probably not going to happen with an invitation to church. Instead, we need to invite them to Jesus.
Amen. Thanks so much. Appreciate you being here. What a great tip, right? Invite people to Jesus. It is often a struggle sometimes with bad experience, bad news that we hear about the church, but Jesus is always the Savior of the world. Thanks so much for being here for this episode of Out of the Tower. We appreciate Dr. Robinson stepping in with us this week.